With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Listening to the Champions League show here on the Soccer Gambling Podcast. You can follow the Soccer Gambling Podcast on Twitter at SGP Soccer. That's at SGP Soccer. You can also follow the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. They are at the SGP Network. That's at the SGP Network. And finally, you can follow my Twitter account. It is at LockBettingCom. That's at LockBettingCom. That is the Twitter for the Lock Betting Podcast, which is a free podcast, home of Das Bundesliga Show, and also the website LockBetting.com. That is the premium pay service that has delivered clients 117 months in a row of transparent track profit. We are about to drop our WrestleMania betting picks over the next week, so make sure you are signed up in time for the service, also for the international picks this weekend. We also have a TikTok account. It is the same handle as the Twitter account. That is at LockBettingCom. The TikTok is a very useful tool where we release 30 to 45 second videos giving you very useful betting information you can use to win. We post the same videos on Instagram. The Instagram is simply at LockBetting. So we are here to discuss the recent Champions League draw, the quarterfinal draw. We are going to look at all of the ties, and we are also going to look at what that has done to the outright winners market. It was an extraordinary draw where all of the top four favourites going into the draw were drawn on the same side, and the fifth, sixth, seventh and eighth favourites were drawn on the opposite side. Now, it was pretty tight between Napoli and Chelsea. Some people did have Chelsea at 5-1 and Napoli at 6-1, and others had Napoli at 5-1 and Chelsea at 6-1. But more or less, Chelsea were the favourite or the same price as Napoli at a majority of places. So the narrative does work, still making it quite an extraordinary draw with at least the three favourites on one side, Manchester City, Bayern Munich and Real Madrid. And especially with Manchester City and Bayern, the top two in the market, the clear top two in the market, playing against each other. Before we get there, let me let you know that we are not going to be overlooking the Antonio Conte outburst. That was the main story coming out of the EPL this weekend. We will talk about that in the midweek edition of the EPL show. Even though that is an international edition, we'll be dropping two of those international editions this week. After we've done the first lot of games, we'll be dropping another one looking at the second lot of games, because all the international teams trying to qualify for the next Euros will play twice this week, and we're also dropping some games from across the other side of the pond as well, looking at some games potentially from South America and whatnot. But that'll all be on the EPL show, international edition. But at the top of that show, we will play the clip of Antonio Conte's outburst, and we will discuss it. I just don't want to do it here on the Champions League show because this is a pretty packed show already, having to look at all four of the quarterfinals. But we are definitely not going to ignore it, and we're definitely not going to leave it all the way up until the next edition of the EPL show, which is the actual EPL. When the EPL returns after the international break, we are going to address it on the international edition of the EPL show. So just wanted to get that out of the way before we start. Also, before we start, let me let you know that WynnBET is the official online sportsbook of the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. WynnBET is now active in a bunch of states, including Massachusetts. Be on the lookout for the WynnBET Win Hour each Thursday from 5 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. During WynnBET Win Hour, marquee games will have better odds on WynnBET, giving you a larger payout opportunity. And March Madness is here. So many ways to bet on the big dance. Sign up today to receive a special offer. Bet $100, get $100, limited to state availability. And of course, for our DGens only, if you hit the biggest long shot parlay of the week, you get yourself a $1,000 free credit. There is so much to choose from. All you have to do is head over to winbet.com or download the WynnBET app. Now, the offer subject to change. Terms and conditions at winbet.com. If you're 21 or older and present in the state where pay for WynnBET is available. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. Let me also tell you about the SGP Final Four one more time. The SGP guys are going to be hosting a Final Four watch party at the historic Ice House in Pasadena, California, Saturday, April 1st at 7:30 p.m. Get all the details at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/icehouse. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/icehouse. Interestingly, I myself am also in California that weekend for WrestleMania, so I will be around. I'm not sure if I'm going to be at the Ice House because that does clash with my schedule. I think that's literally going on whilst WrestleMania is going on. But I will be around and I'll be seeing the guys from the SGP. I may even be recording the EPL show out of the studio, so keep a look out for that. Also, let me tell you guys quickly about the SGP Masters. Are you looking to hang out with Sean and Ryan at Stadium Swim and watch the biggest golf tournament in the world? You can win a 3-night stay at Circa Las Vegas to hang out with the guys, or not hang out with the guys. The contest is completely free to enter. Just go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/golfparty. And if you don't win, the contest can still get you a discount on a room using the promo code SGP15. That's the promo code SGP15. So let's move on with this Champions League draw, not the round of 16, that's done. The quarterfinal draw. Speaking of the round of 16, we swept our futures across the Europa League and the Champions League, going 6-0 with our futures selections for the round of 16. So we'll be hoping to do something similar for the Champions League. We are having a very, very good Champions League season and a very, very good Europa League season as well. So we look to keep that going. Let's see if we can pick the winner of the tournament. Manchester City are currently available at 5-2. And what's most interesting about that is Manchester City have gone back to the same odds that they were at the start of the competition. They've gone back to 5-2. They were shortening, and now with the draw, they have moved out to 5-2. Bayern Munich, they started the competition at 7-1, which was stupid given their Champions League pedigree. I said that at the start of the Champions League this season. They were my pick. Looking at the rest of the market, I said Manchester City, if it was a now or never situation with Haaland, but they were too short opening up at this price. But Bayern were big at 7-1, and they're still big for me here at 7-2, because I do see that tie as somewhat of a 50-50, especially with Bayern getting a second leg at home. More on that later. Napoli have moved in to 7-2 now. This is a team who are around about 50-1 at the start of the tournament. They've been moving in drastically, but as they continue to go through the rounds and as they continue to dominate Serie A, having already won that league, everything but mathematically done is Serie A. They now move into 7-2, joint second favourites with Bayern Munich with the 7-2 price. The current holders, Real Madrid, I still think there's value on them here at 6-1. Chelsea have moved out to 12-1 after this draw. Inter Milan are at 12-1 as well. Benfica at 14-1. And AC Milan all the way out at 20-1. So we'll break down the ties here and we will begin with the tie between Benfica and Inter Milan. Benfica have the home leg first and Benfica are the narrow underdogs to qualify here. They're available at even money with 4-5, minus 125 here offered on Inter. On paper, this is a little bit of a dream route for Inter Milan at the moment because in the last round, they got another Portuguese team in Porto and now they've got Benfica. And with all due respect to the Portuguese teams, but because, of course, they have quality, otherwise they wouldn't even qualify past the group stage and wouldn't be in the round of 16, especially not in a quarter final. This is a really, really good draw for Inter. If you compare it to who you could have had when you're looking at the Manchester Cities and the Bayerns of this world, or even coming up against your own Italian rivals in Napoli, I think this is a friendly draw. When you look at the personnel from the two sides, there aren't really many players that you would take from Benfica and put them in this Inter Milan team. Inter Milan have massively underperformed in Serie A. This squad were the favourites to win the title this season and they've gone nowhere near, particularly because of their away form. But in the Champions League, they're having one of their best runs since Jose Mourinho was the manager and they won the competition. They have a real chance of getting through to the final. I think the matchup between Inter Milan and Napoli, if it happens, is far more even than people think. Yes, Napoli have run away with the league, but Inter Milan have done a very good job in matches against Napoli this season. More on that later. We're ultimately just here to focus on this tie right now. And this is a tie that I think Inter Milan can win. If they can get something from this game, just avoiding a defeat and going back to Inter all level, I think that puts Inter Milan in a strong position to qualify. They've been strong at home this season, and I think they have a real chance of not only getting through this tie, but potentially getting through to the final of the Champions League, with obviously all the teams who are perceived to be stronger sitting on the other side of the draw. Now, obviously, Napoli are the favourites here because, as I said, they are completely running away with Serie A. So the expectation would be that if they run into Inter, they should be able to win that game. The expectation would be that Napoli should be able to get rid of everybody on this side of the draw. You've got two Italian teams who they are well above in the league. And you have a Portuguese team here as well. But in a one-off game, I think Inter Milan have a real chance against Napoli. Obviously, first of all, they need to bet Benfica. But Benfica, in my opinion, were one of the two easiest teams that they could have been drawn with. The other one would be AC Milan, but they're going up against Napoli. And I do think that we'll see the Napoli versus Inter Milan semi-final. Inter Milan this season have managed to limit Napoli to just one expected non-penalty goal, I should say, across two fixtures so far this season. So I think that's pretty strong. They beat Napoli 1-0 at home. That was Napoli's first defeat of the season. Remember, they came into the second half of the season, or at least coming out of the World Cup, undefeated, and Inter Milan handed them their first loss. So Inter have strong pedigree against Napoli, and I think they'll be the team who will get through to the semi-final here, and that's going to be a very, very interesting game against Napoli in the semi-final. If it happens, I think it will happen. We'll talk about that Milan versus Napoli tie shortly. The first game we have to talk about, though, here is the tie of the round as Manchester City face Bayern Munich. Benfica host Inter in the first leg on the 11th of April, and then Manchester City host Bayern Munich on the same night. I think they should find a way to separate these games. I think we should be an early kickoff and a late kickoff because I think at this stage of the competition, everybody wants to watch all of the games. Manchester City are the 4-6 favourites to qualify from this tie, with Bayern Munich here available at 11-10. For me, this is a toss-up. The odds aren't really big, but I'd have them even closer than that. Manchester City are the 10 to 11 favourites to win the first leg on the money line, and I think they'll have to. I think they'll have to win the first leg. They'll have to take a lead to Bayern Munich, because if they don't, I think Bayern Munich can pick Manchester City apart. I think any kind of positive result puts Bayern in a massively advantageous position, Haaland or no Haaland. But in saying that, Haaland could be the difference here in this game. I don't think that Bayern Munich have effectively replaced Robert Lewandowski since he left. I understand that obviously loads of players are contributing with goals, and they've made a stylistic change to the way they play with a little bit more pressing. They're basically using Sadio Mane the way Jurgen Klopp used to use him. And you can see that it's made a difference to Liverpool not having Mane. And obviously it's made a difference to Bayern the opposite way. But at times this season, they haven't been as convincing at all. And perhaps that's because you don't have Lewandowski to bail you out and to score a half chance, or to be there to get on the end of things that move into the box. Obviously, Choupo-Moting has had a really good season and has contributed with his goals, but he's just not the same player. Just doesn't make the same runs. Just doesn't think the way that Lewandowski or Haaland think, in terms of being that greedy and making those runs into the box where they're just desperate to score. They only think about scoring, and ultimately that could be the difference in this game. Bayern Munich have found ways to handle Haaland before. They are used to playing with him, but this is a different Haaland with much better players around him. And obviously when you look at the number of goals that he scored this season, he's even more dangerous. I think there'll be goals in both of these games. The BTTS would be worth backing in both legs. Obviously, it's going to be a lot of juice. Maybe look at parlaying the first game. Taking a bet on the first game and then parlaying it onto the second game. So do a BTTS parlay. The way you do that is obviously take all the winnings from the first one and then put it onto the second one. I'm explaining that because you'll be amazed how many people don't know how a parlay actually works. But that's one thing I would consider doing. As for who goes through, I'm not too sure. We're riding a future on Manchester City to get to the semi-final this season. I'm not sure we'll be riding it out entirely because it's a two-unit play. We may be looking for some hedge action here on Bayern Munich. We may shop around for a bigger price, but ultimately this tie is too close to call. What I will say though is the winner of this will end up winning the competition. It's a nice story having Napoli on the other side of the draw, what they've done so far this season. It would be an incredible upset to see Inter Milan get there again. And obviously Real Madrid are massively dangerous. They find a way to raise their level in the Champions League, and then most successful Champions League team ever. Nobody's won the European Cup more than Real Madrid. But I just feel the winner of this year's Champions League will come out of this tie. That's not really a cop-out, I don't think, in my part, because at the end of the day, you can still get Bayern Munich at 5-2. Manchester City at 5-2 and Bayern Munich at 7-2 and back both of them and still make a pretty decent profit on that. I'm just not willing to make a selection on either one, simply because I just think it's too tight to call here for this tie. I give Bayern Munich the slight edge because they get to play the second leg away from home. But then, of course, that goes out of the window if Manchester City can get themselves a two-goal lead going into Bayern. I just don't think that will be the case. I think Manchester City may go there with a slender lead, which still leaves it wide open. But a slender lead is better than going there with no lead at all. I think if it's no lead at all, it'll be Bayern. If it's a slender lead, I edge towards Manchester City being able to catch Bayern Munich on the break, chasing the game. But ultimately, as I said, too close to call. One of these two teams will win the competition, in my opinion. Before we move on to the final two ties, let me tell you guys quickly about Underdog Fantasy. We're brought to you by Underdog Fantasy, and Underdog Fantasy heating up for March Madness. College Pick'em is a great way to get in on the action, especially if your bracket is busted after day one. Plus, Underdog Fantasy has your favorite college basketball props. So head over to UnderdogFantasy.com and use the promo code SGPN for a 100% deposit bonus up to $100. That's UnderdogFantasy.com and the promo code SGPN. So we move on to the fixtures that start on April the 12th, the Wednesday. Milan will be hosting Napoli first. Napoli are the clear favourites to qualify from this tie at the price of 4-11, with Milan as the 21-10 underdogs here. I've made my opinions clear about this. I'm not sure it's a foregone conclusion that Napoli will be playing in a Champions League final, but I do think it's a foregone conclusion they can get past Milan. I don't think Milan have nothing to stop them here. Perhaps Milan can get away with a draw at home. Perhaps they can contain Napoli and stop them scoring. But ultimately, when it gets back to the Diego Maradona Stadium, I think Napoli are going to be able to tear AC Milan apart. Milan are struggling at both ends of the pitch. When they had a horrible start after the World Cup, they made some adjustments. They moved to a defensive formation and ultimately they were grinding out games 1-0. They grinded out the Tottenham game over two legs by just a 1-0 scoreline. But supporters expected more. And when it comes down to playing up and raising your game and playing a different way, Milan haven't been able to move up the gears. They haven't been able to find an attacking style of football and have again suffered another slump, which means it's questionable if they'll even qualify for the Champions League. They were recently held to a draw at home to Salernitana. Didn't create too many chances in that game. That was a poor result. And if you bring that type of performance here to Napoli, they're going to slice you open, not just in one leg, but in two legs. I think there's a very good chance that Napoli do win two legs. But ultimately, we're just here to pick who qualifies. And I do think Napoli will be playing in a Champions League semi-final. Moving on to the final tie, we look at the tie between Real Madrid and Chelsea, where Real Madrid are the 4-6 favourites to qualify. 4-7 in some places. 4-6 best price where I'm looking. And it's 5-4 here on Chelsea. I don't think this is by any means a foregone conclusion. Now, both of these teams have nothing else to play for. But Chelsea, they really have nothing to play for because they're not going to be in the Champions League. They may not even be playing European football at all unless they win this competition. And when you look at the type of players they have, that could bring something out in certain players who are obviously underperforming in the league. I'm not necessarily assuming it's effort, but let's say it is. Let's say it is effort. Let's say they're not playing for the manager. Whether they are or they're not, everybody wants to win the World Cup. Everybody wants to win the Champions League. And it's not a 38-game slog like the Premier League where you can have an off week or two and then suddenly you're out of the picture and there's nothing to play for. These are just one-off games or at least two legs and you can raise your game. We've seen Chelsea do it before. We've seen them win the Champions League with not the best ever Chelsea team under Thomas Tuchel because he got them together, galvanised them and his tactics were spot on. Now, Graham Potter hasn't shown me the ability to do that, but the players on the pitch are certainly capable of beating Real Madrid. They raised their game massively to beat a Borussia Dortmund team who had a 100% record with 10 wins out of 10 coming out of the World Cup. So Chelsea are capable of doing it. If they can avoid a defeat here in Madrid, that will give them a massive advantage going into the second leg. They've actually just turned around a 1-0 deficit against Borussia Dortmund, and I would not write them off from doing it again. Because aside from Thibaut Courtois, Vinicius Jr., Luka Modric, and of course Karim Benzema, there aren't too many other players that you would have from Real Madrid in a combined 11 here for Chelsea. Some people will make the arguments for certain fullbacks and defenders like David Alaba or Toni Kroos, but I don't think that's a definite. I think certainly when you're looking at squad depth, Chelsea are far, far stronger. They just don't know, obviously, how to utilise those players at the moment. But when you're looking at the likes of João Felix, Raheem Sterling, and Mudryk, a Koulibaly, these are players who know how to win. And I'm just not too sure that Real Madrid going through to a semi-final is the foregone conclusion that people think it is. I ultimately am picking Real Madrid to get through, but I would tread carefully here. I would probably be looking at a smaller play, first of all, on Real Madrid on the money line in the first leg, because I do feel that they have to win this game, this first leg. Otherwise, it's completely wide open. Now, I know that's me saying that off the back of Real Madrid pretty much getting the job done, well, definitely getting the job done at Anfield, coming to England and winning 5-2 against Liverpool. But this is different. This is a Chelsea team who I do think will be able to get themselves organised and will be given hope by the fact that they've got themselves a positive result in Madrid. And I think a positive result for Chelsea would be obviously winning, but just avoiding a defeat or even going there with a slender defeat. If they just lose this by a single goal, I still think Chelsea will have hope. Ultimately, I think that situation then favours Madrid again on the counter-attack, much like I said earlier for the Man City Bayern game. And I think for me, I'd just be taking a sprinkle or a half unit on Real Madrid at around about the price of even money plus 100 just to win this first leg. I wouldn't be risking the juice on them to qualify. I would just be taking the first leg because that's where Real Madrid do their best work. And I would probably leave it at that here for this one. So that concludes your Champions League quarterfinals preview. I'm not going to be doing a lock here on this show because you guys have had a lot of locks so far this season. And I want you guys to head over to lockbetting.com because, as I said, that is the service that has delivered a 6-0 run for the round of 16 and has been red hot in the Champions League so far this season. There are loads of different tiers to look at. Just head over and look at the website, or if you DM me on Twitter at lockbettingcom, there are discounts available via the Gumroad for longer term packages like 3 months, 6 months and 12 months. And that's where you can get all of my Champions League plays, my Champions League futures for the rest of the season. That's it for me. Good luck with all of your bets as always. And thanks for listening.